Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with
Jesse and Jules.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
WA's here.
Got the feeling right now,
huh? It goes like this.
Good morning, WA, and you know what else is good today?
What?
Well, I'm a little bit unprepared, but hold on 2 seconds. Just everyone, just bear with me real quick.
What do you got going on? Oh.
Oh, wait, no. Hold on, let me try that one more time.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
I woke up 32 today. I'm not really, you know what? I'm not really happy about it.
Why not?
It's 32.
It's good.
I'm getting closer to 35. Like, this is just insane.
You're only old as you feel.
I'm 16 in the head, to be honest.
Yeah, see? So 16.
No, anyway, thank you.
That's all right.
Thank you for my poppers this morning. So Jesse has made some kind of contraption in the studio so that when I walked in, he pulled this lever and all these poppers went off.
42 party
and
poppers.
And at 32 years of age, I have a weak bladder and I almost peed my pants. In fact, I think I did a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's too late. I can't go home now. So,
yeah. You just got to deal with it for
the
rest of your birthday.
I've got to deal with this in
squidgy
the studio.
Pants. I did video the entire thing, not only just the reaction, but the building of the project as well. So I'm going to put that on our Instagram later today.
Oh, I cannot wait to watch. I just cannot believe that you put so much effort into making that.
I was here till dumb late last night
if
doing
that. If anyone
has
ever seen the Connect, like, you know, the Connect 4 like thing that you put the little coins into, that's what Jesse has used to put the poppers in. Oh, it's just insane. Unbelievable.
It's like a little barrage.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the scene out of The Last Samurai where he was like, don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes, you know?
Oh my
like I was
God.
Like waiting for you to get in the range of the little
don't things. Fire until she pees her pants, because that's exactly what happened.
This is
Are We Ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Middle of the week. Time to sharpen yourself up.
Oh, this is terrible. I don't feel good today. It's my birthday. I'm really loose this morning.
So for anyone who hasn't heard us play Word Association Wednesday before, 20 seconds on the clock, 10 words. You have to try and get through all 10 words. Mm-hmm. Say the first thing that pops into your head. Yes.
Yes,
I feel you. I feel you this morning. I'm a little bit all over the map. So would you like to say your words first or?
No, you go first.
Okay.
Now I've got a little timer, don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, this is terrible.
I am.
I'm going to take my time. I don't care if I win. Or, I mean, I don't care if I lose.
Okay.
You know?
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Run.
Walk.
Birthday.
Me.
Old.
Young.
Young.
Old.
Moon.
Big.
Clean.
Up.
Beans.
Eat.
Internet history.
old.
Drink.
Green apple.
Maths.
Was I one away? Was that it?
That was your last one.
Oh, I got stuck on the internet history. Idiot.
Sorry. I thought I'd chuck a curveball in for your birthday.
Oh, you just wait.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, cool.
Okay. Set. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Tattoo.
Mine.
Bumble.
Me.
Measles.
Vaccinate.
Innes.
Oh, rude.
Cheating.
Innes.
Experts.
Dating.
Wipes.
Clean.
Wet.
Wipes.
Drugs.
Take.
Party.
Drink.
Ah, yes!
Yes!
You got that!
Oh, man, there was a couple of bad ones in there. I do not condone some of the stuff that I said.
Oh, really? All right, if you want to play, we've got 20 seconds on the clock. We've got 10 words ready to go. You got to say the first thing that comes after the word.
And if you can get all 10 of them out.
We've got a $50 Visa gift card that will be all yours.
Because it is Wednesday, Word Association Wednesday,
yeah.
Word Week. Try and sharpen you up.
We have 10 words. You have 20 seconds on the clock. And every time we say one word, you need to say the first thing that pops out.
Just blurt it out.
Yeah. Yep.
First
so
thing that pops in
if you get those 10 words out, we've got a $50 Visa gift card up for grabs.
Now, Tegan from Dal Yell Up, you feeling sharp this morning?
Wide awake.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Now, you heard how we went this morning. How are you thinking how you're going to go?
Hopefully better than Jules did.
Yeah. Babe, I suck at this game, literally.
Okay, Teagues, I'm going to put 20 seconds on the clock. Jules is going to throw the words at you. Just blurt out what you think, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Set.
Birthday.
Party.
Popper.
Party.
Message.
Text.
Easter.
Egg.
Baby.
What?
Egg.
George.
Genius. Oh, no, we only had two more to go.
Oh, Teagues, you did so well.
Oh, babe.
You just got caught up on that one, the egg.
Yeah. My favourite thing for breakfast.
Yeah, me too, babe, seriously.
But you just can't get it out. Like, you know that you just want to say breakfast.
Yeah. You know what it is?
I put Easter again, so I was like, oh, but not.
You know what? You might still get stuck on the word that you've just said or you've been asked as well too, and you're trying to clear that. It's just, Oh, babe, we're so sorry.
That's all good.
Teagues, thanks so much for playing. See you later.
All right, have a good day.
Now at hits.com.au.
Now, I know it's my birthday today, but I'm not going to talk about too much or let everyone else know too often.
Oh, hold on. Yay! Party popper again.
Now, Easter is fast approaching, right? The hot cross buns, everything Easter is already in the store. It's been in store since bloody Christmas wrapped up.
I know, that's sent them straight out to Christmas.
But Woolies have apparently launched the banana caramel and white chocolate raspberry flavoured hot cross buns.
Wow.
Oh, doesn't it just make you drool?
That's a random combo.
Oh, I think this is amazing because I'm someone who hates hot cross buns. The only hot cross buns that I eat are the chocolate ones with the chocolate chips in them.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more disappointing. Nothing more disappointing when you think there's a loaf of hot cross buns and a chocolate chip, but it turns out they are just the raisins.
And you're like, ugh, surprise fruit. This is not what I need.
So, white chocolate raspberry and banana caramel are the new flavours that have been launched. Oh. And apparently, they have been life-changing. I've only found out about this morning, so I'm yet to have one. But
revolutionizing.
I'm more than happy to taste test for you guys.
Yeah.
And report on this tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll expect a full review.
Yeah.
Jules, food blogger.
I'd love to be a food blogger, seriously. If you want to find out what else is trending, go to hit.com.au.
But stick around because inside the next 10 minutes, we're going to catch up with Dean McCarthy and it's a little bit political this morning. We're getting the entertainment news as well, but also we're going to find out why Donald Trump is being sued by 16 separate places. It's Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are just a touch more adult and a little bit more risque, so we put them earlier in the show away from little ears. Now, this morning, we're talking about consent and apps, right?
Right.
You know
there's
that, like, people always say, there's an app for that.
Yeah.
There's an app for everything.
Yeah.
And we have this obsession with fixing problems with apps.
Oh, I love it.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
And don't get me wrong, sometimes works out really well.
Yeah.
Sometimes I question whether that's really necessary.
Right.
So there is a new product out that pairs up with an app on your phone. It's called Love Sync.
Okay.
Right. And you buy these two little discs that look like coasters.
Right.
Look like a really fancy coaster.
Yeah.
And you put them somewhere in your house where you and your partner can easily get to.
Like coffee table?
Yeah. So,
or bedside table, I think.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it is the 24, 6:30, so yeah, I get
it. And so basically it's designed to let you know when your partner is keen, right?
How does it know?
So what you do is when you're interested, you tap your button.
Right.
Right? If your partner is interested too, they'll tap their button. And you'll sync up. It'll be like when you both swipe right on Tinder, it'll be like, bing.
Right, okay.
You're on here.
Yeah.
If it doesn't tell them that you've tapped your button though, so it's all mysterious, right?
Okay. I was going to say, because if you tapped it and then the other bit didn't light up, what a way to kill the vibe.
I know. But also, have a chat. Like, it's designed, it's not a one-night stand thing. Like, it's a genuine, like, long-term thing. And you're going like, babe, don't want to talk to you about it, but let's just put these little bits of electronics around the house.
Sometimes things just can't be put into words, you know?
Like, I just don't understand where you would get to in your relationship that you'd need this instead of having a chat.
Okay, so for some reason, I was thinking that maybe it was for, like, long-distance relationships.
No. This is, it's pitched as an in-house thing for both of you.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you don't know. What about for married couples with kids? You know, and they can't.
They can't say
anything in front of the kids, and all of a sudden the little coaster lights up.
Well done. You have found the very niche time that this is appropriate.
Oh, my gosh.
Another product is one called Legal Fling.
Okay. Can I just take a stab at what it is?
Yeah, go on.
Is it a dating app for lawyers? For professional, legal people?
No. So it is an app. But what it does is, if you are having a one-night stand, this is more targeted than that, is it quickly generates a personalized, legally binding document to send to the other party that you might be getting intimate with.
No, I've heard about this.
Yeah, and so what will happen is a notification will pop up on their phone with a request for consent. When it opens, the document will detail everything from whether they've got any diseases to the explicit language is allowed, or if they've got any different kind of kinks or anything like that.
What do you put this information in?
That all sits in the T's and C's in the document that goes through to them. And I just think, I don't even read the T's and C's on, my Apple stuff, and I just accept. Like, no one's going through this.
What are you worried about? No one's sending you a consent form.
Yeah. My last one is We Consent. Records a video of you and your chosen partner stating out loud that you would like to be intimate in whatever words you choose, immortalizing video proof of your consent forever. But it also has the option, it's called What About No, and it gives anyone the option for rejection, and it plays a little video up on the screen of a police officer sternly shouting, no. No.
That's brilliant.
Surely no one's using those,
I don't know. You would know more about it than me.
I cannot imagine the legal document one where you send it through and you're like, hey, babe, can you just accept the T's and C's before we have the D's?
This is The Catch Up with Jessie and Jules.
We'll play a mouthful.
Yes. Now, this is where we put one of those dental spaces in your mouth and you have to try and sing a song. And we get one of our listeners on the phone to try and guess the song that you are singing.
It's my turn today, and we are currently at 1-0 up to me for the week.
Yeah, so I decided that I'm going to choose your song.
Okay. I've got my lyrics in front of me. I put my thing in. And do you want to introduce Stephanie? Because I don't know that Stephanie can understand.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you, babe?
Good. How are you?
Good. Have you played this game before with your friends, the dental spacer game?
I definitely have not. I've seen it on Ellen, though.
Yes.
Okay, so
I mean, before anyone plays this game, definitely floss. Right?
Sorry.
No, I'm not saying I'm not saying for Jesse, but
okay, Stephanie, can you kind of understand what I'm saying? You got to guess the song, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. All right. Yeah, I'll tell you what I want. So I'll tell you what you want. Oh, yes. Boom. That is how it's done. I didn't even get through the first sentence.
I didn't even get to hit record on my phone so I could film you, to be honest.
Steph, you're a champ. Thank you so much, mate. You put me 2-0 up.
No worries. Thanks.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jessie and Jules.
For everything going on in Hollywood, there's one person we chat to, but this morning, everything stateside. Dean McCarthy, good morning.
Hello, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Now, Dean, what's going on with Donald Trump at the moment? He's getting sued by everyone.
He's getting sued by everyone. Here's what happened. So you may, of course, know that Donald Trump wanted to build the wall between America and Mexico.
Yeah.
He wanted $8 billion. It did not get approved through government, to put it simply. So he decided to declare a national emergency. So it's kind of like a Trump card, if you will, and only the president can do it. And basically what it means is when he declares an emergency, they can then pull funds from different departments to pay for the emergency.
Right.
So the last emergency was 9/11, and it is something that only the president can do. However, in this case, as we all know, it's not an actual emergency.
It's not like a cyclone or something like that, no.
America. Exactly. So 16 states in America have teamed up. They are suing him because essentially Long story short, they are saying you're breaking the rules.
Right. Yeah.
Pull the emergency card. This isn't an actual emergency.
That's it'll not now, what that's
it'll then,
for.
It'll go through court and then go to the Supreme Court. So it's going to escalate.
Oh, well, I'm just following on Twitter about it, just keeping updated that way, to be yeah. honest. Right. Hey, babe, Dolly Parton has come out addressing some gay rumours.
Oh, my goodness. So funny. Look, I didn't even know that people thought that Dolly Parton was gay.
Neither did I.
She's no. low down. She has a best friend, kind of, I think, Oprah. And, you know, what's her, Gayle King? Think of yeah. that kind of friendship. They're his best friends forever, and they're always hanging out. Well, Dolly has finally addressed the lesbian rumor. She's like, we're not lesbians. We're not even kind of lesbians. I am married for 53 years, even though her husband is very much a kind of in the background type of guy. And, yeah, so she's like, stop asking. Not
oh,
a lesbian.
Babe, there you go. Now, sad news in the fashion industry broke last night.
Yeah, very sad. Karl Lagerfeld has died at the age of 85. He's best known for, you know, revolutionising fashion in the 80s, Chanel. He also, of course, worked on Fendi in the 60s. He's just a remarkable man. If you know who he is, he had the long hair, the glasses, the high collar, and he always had a three-piece suit.
Yeah.
Lots of celebrities have kind of, you know, paid tribute to his fashion over the years. I remember Julia Roberts wore a similar thing. Gaga often would wear things that sort of, you know, attributed to him. So it's a big loss for fashion.
Speaking of fashion, Kim Kardashian has come out shutting down some companies that are ripping off her clothing.
Yeah.
Literally.
Kind of a good idea, though. Not going to lie. This company is very smart. Here's what happened. Here's what she's doing. So she'll wear something fabulous. The very next morning, Fashion Nova, which is a website, a very successful website, will have the same outfit available on the website. For pre-order. So this is what they're doing, right? They're seeing the photos of her that night. They're staying up till 2 a.m. with the clothes maker and the designer recreating the dress, photographing it, and the next morning putting it on their website for pre-order because, you know, they haven't made it yet because it only came out yesterday. Yeah. And so they're knocking off her dresses. And most people think it's a compliment, but she is not happy about it.
What's she doing about it? I mean, can you do anything about it? You can't, can you?
No.
Not really. Not really. And she doesn't own those designs. They're usually like lent to her from different, fashion houses.
Yeah,
For example, the dress we're talking about, she wore it to the Hollywood Beauty Awards the other night. It's kind of like black. It's basically not a dress. It's more like a belt.
Yeah.
Trending and they recreate it.
I love how you're like, those famous people problems, hey?
Yep, rich famous people problems.
Love you, babe. Thanks so much for filling this in.
Bye, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
So, Jesse, the other day we discovered gender disappointment after my girlfriend, who was hoping for a baby girl, was told that she was having a baby boy, and she cried in the office. We spoke about it on air and got a massive response.
I did not realise it was such a big thing, so common. Yeah.
So, of course, we thought we would get an expert on the show with us. We've got Dr. Bailey Bosch, who is a psychologist, who's going to tell us more about it. But first, I do have to say, because it is my birthday, but Dr. Bailey Bosch's little five-year-old's birthday today too. Good morning.
Yes, thank you, and happy birthday over that way as well.
Thank you.
Good job for your mum choosing a great day.
I know, right? Go the Pisces. Okay, so firstly, what feelings will parents experience when it comes to gender disappointment?
Okay, before we get into that, I just want to say there's going to be people listening who are just going to find this an absolutely awful topic. This topic really divides opinion. So there's going to be people who are desperate for children or have lost children or, you know, the reasons where they just think, are you kidding me? You're actually ungrateful for having a healthy child. So, and I just want to acknowledge that there are going to be people who are going to be upset by this. But in reality, people come to pregnancy, come to deciding to start a family with expectations. And when those expectations aren't met, there's a whole raft of feelings. There's disappointment, there's grief, there's fear about, well, I don't know what to do with a boy or I don't know what to do with a girl. So it can bring up a lot of feelings. And then there's the guilt of thinking, geez, I should just be grateful I've got this baby, I've got this pregnancy that's going well.
Yeah, and it is, like, how common is this? Because it seemed like we stumbled upon it was way more common than we thought. Do you see this quite a lot?
You know, I think this is actually more common than people realise. And often you'll hear stories, and hidden underneath it is this great taboo of pregnancy, which when you come down to it is this feeling of guilt, this shame that they were disappointed or they were really upset to feel that. So in terms of answering it accurately, I actually wouldn't have a clue, because people just won't own up to it. It's something to be ashamed of. And I think if you were trying to find sort of statistics around this, I think you'd really struggle, because people don't want to be honest about it.
Okay, so that's why we've only really just discovered it, because people won't talk about it because of that backlash of feeling ungrateful about it. Dr. Bailey-Bosch, how can you overcome it as a parent?
I think the reason, maybe look at the reasons why you're feeling that way. So if you can sort of pull it apart, nut it out, you might be worried, okay, I don't really know what to do with little girls. I've never had a daughter before. So really examine the reason why you're disappointed or what your fears are, and then work to fix that. So maybe you need to spend more time with little girls, or you might have to ask your friends who've got lots of boys, can I hang around and figure out what boys are like? Work out why it is that you're so disappointed and try to problem solve. I think that's probably a good place to start, because that's something active that you can do. Overcoming it by talking about it, not sort of keeping it hidden, because even though if people might not agree with this and they might think, well, you shouldn't feel like that, but the fact is, the reality is they do feel like that, and that's going to impact on how they bond with their baby, how they feel going into parenthood. So it needs to be addressed. They need to get some assistance with it. Talk to a trusted friend. If you don't have that, there's plenty of counsellors and psychologists that specialise in areas of birth and pregnancy. There's books written about it. There's forums. I'm sure you feel like you've opened a Pandora's box on this. And also, don't forget good old biology. As soon as the baby's born, there's a surge of oxytocin to help you bond with that baby. So don't be worried that as soon as the baby's born, you've got to think, oh, it's not what I wanted. I'm never going to love this child. You absolutely will. It's just something you've got to work through and try to get over.
That actually makes a lot of sense. I had not thought of it as that you can work through it. So thank you so much for taking us through this morning. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And also, just to say, it's not only mums who feel like this.
Yes.
There's also the dad who might have expected the son who was going to be the star football player.
Absolutely, and,
or the daughter who was going to walk down the aisle. So we need to realise this can affect both parents.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for keeping us, schooling us on this and telling us all about it, because obviously Jessie and I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, you're very welcome, and you enjoy your birthday. I hope
Thank
it's a lovely
you.
One.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.